everybody, and this is the first episode of Everything in a Bit.
Like I said, once again, this is the first episode of the podcast Everything in a Bit. We look at PS3, PC, and sometimes some Xbox 360. So let's get right into it, shall we? First off, the news. So we got 12 items on the docket today. The first, Assassin's Creed 3 to have more Desmond. I don't know what that means. I never played Assassin's Creed 1, 2, Brotherhood or Revelations, so let me know in the comments what you think about this, either on iTunes or my blog, www.kingdomfantasy0@wordpress.com. Okay, so number 2. Kingdom Amalur, Teeth of Naros DLC revealed. So, this pack will send players on a journey through the new city of Idala? I don't know. It will include more than 20 side quests, multiple dungeons, and a new race of giants known as the Colossi. You have 5 new dungeons and 3 twists of fate, 9 new sets of armor, 6 new shields, and 18 new unique weapons. It has an April 17th release, which is in a couple of weeks, 2 or 3 weeks, and it's $9.99 on the PSN or 800 Microsoft points. That's also on the PC. So, yeah, lots of fun there. I don't know. I haven't played Kingdoms of Amalur. If you have, let me know. Let me know if you're excited for this or not. So, this is something I thought that was pretty cool. So, Final Fantasy 13 2 characters model for Prada. I don't wear Prada, just letting you know. But, I saw the pictures of this and it looks pretty sweet, actually. So, the issue is to have a 12-page feature in which Square Enix Visual Works Studios adorns Noelle, Saz, Hope, and more with silk shirts and sharp modern suiting. So, yeah, these pictures are actually pretty cool. I think I might actually pick up the magazine just to see it. Also, I have a quote here from Yoshinori Kitase. I'm bad at names. So, the Final Fantasy series is known for its creative and innovation. So, working with Prada, a renowned fashion house, and with such beautiful clothing, was a very exciting opportunity. The images we have been able to create together are vibrant and unique. And that's the 13-2 producer. So, number 4. PS4 codename Orbis. Tech specs. So I'm not very good with tech myself. So I'm not going to sit here for like 20 minutes and explain all the tech specs. But it sounds pretty cool. Okay, this is something I'm sad about. 3DS outsold the Vita 10-1 in Japan. I don't know why this is happening. I mean, Vita is awesome. I have a Vita. I hope everybody else out here that's listening to this has a Vita. Should be playing it. And I don't know why 3DS is outselling it. I mean, maybe it's the games. But, I mean, Japanese people, they should be buying the Vita. And they probably are. But I guess, you know, Nintendo. So, also something I like, Vita firmware 1.65. It's nothing really special, just a couple new settings and adjustments. Keyboard will support caps lock now, so that's nice. The live area screen has a new arrow icon to point out new activities, so I don't know what that would be like. Probably pretty cool. Power save gets an after 10 minutes option, so yeah, that's always good. I'm kind of annoyed by that. Well, annoyed by the only 5 minutes option, so that would be nice. New notification alert, so maybe it'll be better. Actually, see my messages if I do get some. Resistance Burning Skies multiplayer details. Competitive 8-player online multiplayer across 6 unique maps and 3 modes. So, that's pretty cool. Might check that out. Just go on the YouTubes, check that out. So that's a May 29th release. So a couple months, like a month and a half. Escape Plan prequel DLC. Now, I love Escape Plan, and I'm very happy for this. So it has an April 10th release, 19 new levels. It's named Bakura's Lair, I believe. And it and they say it has a lot of exciting updates coming in the future. So this prequel DLC is free. It comes with a 1.01 patch, which fixes some pinpoint accuracy with hitting blocks into the foreground or background, that kind of stuff. So yeah, it's pretty cool. This is something that's pretty sweet too. Valkyrie Duel, trademarked by Sony. I played Valkyrie Chronicles 2 for the PSP, and I thought that was pretty sweet. So now Valkyrie Duel, I don't know what that's about. Maybe it's it's already a strategy game, so I don't know what could they be doing with that. Like maybe it's kind of like a tactics kind of thing, like overhead. So also Mortal Kombat Vita has a release date, which is May 1st in the USA and May 4th in Europe. And if you haven't seen any gameplay footage of that, I would go check that out because it's pretty sweet. It's like a port from the PS3 version, but they've added more stuff, specific like challenges for the Vita, that kind of thing. So I don't know, it looks pretty sweet. And now for some sad, very sad news. Zipper Interactive is closed. And if you remember, Zipper Interactive are the people behind SOCOM, MAG, and Unit 13. One of my favorite Vita games, Unit 13. Platinum. Yeah. So, that's all the news this week on PS3. Not much PC news other than what I really cared about was the Guild Wars Collector's Edition, but I think that was last week. So, give you a little heads up on that. And also, the Assassin's Creed 3 is also on PC and Xbox 360, so, yeah. That's pretty cool. So, also the Kingdoms of Amalur DLC is also on Xbox, of course. That's all for the news, so get into the topic of the week. Actually, no, there's one more piece of news that just came in. Uncharted 3 new map pack, is coming in next Tuesday. So this is the last entry into the Fortune Hunter Club. The maps are graveyard maps, graveyard map and old quarter, London streets, Oasis, and yeah, that's it. It's a standalone. So this is $9.99 on the PSN. The last pack for the Fortune Hunters Club. So yeah, if you join the Fortune Hunters Club now, you can still get all these stuff. But on April 14th, I believe, April 17th, sorry, you cannot get anything if, like, you can't join the Fortune Hunters Club. You can't get all your sweet stuff. So, yeah, get on to that now if you want to. So, yeah, that's all the news. So now, let's get into the topic of the week. And the topic of this week is, well, it's about this podcast. This is just for this week, this topic of the week. But normally it will be about video games and video game related stuff. But I thought maybe you should guys know why I'm doing this and, like, stuff about me. So, first off, why I'm doing this podcast. Well, I always wanted to do a podcast, like, for a while, and I never really got around to doing it until now, and now, like, I am doing it, so it's pretty cool, and I like it. It's, it's a good thing to do. It's pretty awesome. Like I love video games, of course. Yeah. Like, so I just thought, hey, video games podcast, why not? And I love listening to, like, IGN's Beyond podcast and the Big Red Barrel Blue Show. Those two PlayStation podcasts are pretty awesome, so yeah. I thought maybe I'll give it a shot. Yeah, that's pretty much it. My name is Charles. I'm a huge PlayStation fan. My PSN ID is CR7890, and that's what I'm going to be using when I do the podcasts. So if you guys are listening, you got a PS3 and you want to add me on PSN, add me up, like, we'll play some online games. Yeah, that's pretty much all there is about me. Hopefully I'll have some other people on the show, in the coming weeks, but for now it's just me, myself, and I. So that's pretty much all I have for the topic of the week. And just to let you guys know, I am, sick, so that's probably why I sound weird. So this isn't my normal voice. I'm just getting off a cold right now, so I thought I was gonna do it earlier in the week, but then of course I got sick, so I was hoping I'd be a lot better by now, but unfortunately I'm not. So yeah, but I wanted to do this, really, like, I really wanted to do this, so yeah, just bear with me for the first episode, and then I will not sound as weird for the second episode and beyond that. Yeah, so that's pretty much all there is for topic of the week. And next week I will be doing preferences between girl gamers and guy gamers getting specific like boosts and like gender differences in games. So that's probably going to be complicated. So that's all I have this week for topic of the week. Now let's move on to this week on the PlayStation Network. And this week on the PSN, sorry, we have three new PSN games, which are I Am Alive, The Price is Right Decades, Wheels of Destruction World Tour. So, yeah, I Am Alive is $14.99, Price is Right is $9.99, and Wheels of Destruction is also $9.99. So, yeah, doesn't seem too bad. No Vita, PSP, or PSP games. There are some two minis, Cannon Bolt, which is $2.99, and Farm Frenzy 2, which is $4.99. PlayStation Plus got some perks. Cannibal, the mini, is for free, so is Farm Frenzy 2, also free. Mortal Kombat DLC is discounted. Mortal Kombat Arcade Edition, or Arcade Collection, which is on the PSN as a discount. Mortal Kombat vs. DCU, which is a retail for discount. Shank 2 PSN free. Shift 2 Unleashed retail free. Silent Hill, which is a PS1 game, is free. And Wheels of Destruction World Tour, which is a PSN game, is discounted. No PS1 or PS2 classics, so that's sad. And there's new DLC. So we have the Asura's Wrath additional episode 15.5, which is $1.99. Too much in my opinion. They shouldn't have probably put that in the game at first, but you know, whatever. Blaze Blue Continuum Shift Extend System Voice Arrange DLC. $5, $5-6. I don't know. I don't bother buying voices. I don't see the point in that, but I don't know, some of you might. iPad and Friends various DLC, ranging from 69 cents to $3. Hyperdimension Neptuna Mach 2, various DLC, going from $3 to $2. Little Big Planet 2, various DLC, ranging from $2 to $6. Motorstorm RC, ranging from free to $2.99. Ninja Gaiden 3, also various DLC, is $2 to $10. So, yeah, pretty pricey there. Rock Band 3, various tracks, $1.99 to $5.49. Rocksmith, various tracks are all $2.99 each. Soul Calibur, various DLC, which is ranging from free to $2.99. SSX, Eddie and More, so I'm guessing those are characters. Love SSX, so I'm glad to see that. And they are free too, so that makes it even more better. Even more exciting for us SSX fans out there. Street Fighter Cross Tekken various DLC is ranging from free to $12.49. Ugh, it's a little pricey. Don't even know what it's for. Tales of Grace F various DLC ranging from $1 to $3.99. And we have Vita DLC, which is pretty cool. Army Corps of Hell, sorry. Bunny Ears Equipment Set, which is free. I don't know, I haven't played Army Corps of Hell, so I don't know what that would entail. We also have Blaze Blue Continuum Shift Voice Arranged DLC, so the same price as for the PS3, $5.99. MotorStorm RC, various DLC, free to $2.99. And Ridge Racer Music Pack, which is free. We also have three demos, I Am Alive, Time Machine Rogue Pilot, and Warp. And last but not least, we have discounts. So Mortal Kombat, the DLC, Mortal Kombat Arcade Collection, with a K, of course, which is a PSN discount. Mortal Kombat versus DCU, retail discount. But keep in mind, these are all in the PSN store. So when I say retail, I mean it's a... you can buy it in the store. Yeah, you know what I mean. MotorStorm RC DLC is discounted, and Prototype Retail is also discounted, so that's pretty cool. And that's all for the update on PSN. So let's see what's on Xbox. So for Xbox 360, the only thing I could find was Skyrim getting the 1.5 update, which was previously released on PC. So now you Skyrimatics get a nice update there. It adds cinematic kills, cinematic kill cameras, new kill moves, and more. So have fun with that. Yeah, so that's pretty much all it does. Go to Bethesda's site for Skyrim to see a full list of new bug fixes and features that 1.5 update brings. So go check that out if you want to, if you play Skyrim. Yeah, so that's all for Xbox. And that's all for what's new on PSN and Xbox 360. So something I see is pretty interesting here. IGN has come up with a iPad app, or companion iPad app, for The Elder Scrolls V Skyrim, which is available. It is a free download, which offers up a custom-made interactive map, hundreds of Skyrim videos, including a full game walkthrough, a comprehensive wiki guide, and plenty more content for Elder Scrolls fanatics to pour over. That's nice. So, it has been optimized for the new iPad, so I'm guessing that's the iPad 3. So it will support high-res Retina display screen. And here is a complete list of the features. You have an interactive map, So, which is custom made map to locate everything in the game, which is dragons, items, missions, people, and more. Skyrim news feed, latest DLC, funny glitches, game rumors. Get all your Skyrim news in one dedicated spot. So that is, that app is that one dedicated spot. Detailed game wiki, accurate info on how to best explore the game, and it's always updated, which is nice. I've had trouble with that where I've gotten stuff and it never gets updated, and I'm always screwed on that, so that's nice. Hopefully they'll do that for the app. Skyrim video feed, which is IGN's picks of the best video walkthroughs, reviews, trailers, and features for Skyrim. Next one is beautiful Skyrim wallpapers, so that's nice. Make your iPad background look as good as your favorite moments from the game. So that's pretty cool. I gotta check that out, actually. Optimized for Retina display. So if you have the iPad 3, or like me, you have the iPad 2, it has the Retina display update, so you can actually play it on your thing without, on your iPad 3, without making it, without having it look pixelated and crappy and horrible. Yeah, so that's pretty cool. Hopefully all you people, when you hear this or you see it on IGN, go download it. It's free, so yeah. Thank you, IGN, for that. So yeah, that's pretty much all I have for the podcast this week. Hopefully I'll have a longer podcast when I have more time, and like when I have some people on here. What else is there to talk about? Nothing much to talk about this week. Hopefully next week there'll be some more news. Hopefully next week I'll have a interview with Reality Pales, the runner-up, one of the runners-up with for the Tester 3. Hopefully I can get that set up. So if you have any questions you want to ask Reality Pales, send them in, please, at either my Twitter, at Charles Rempel, so CharlesRempel, or you can go to my blog and put in your questions on the RSS feed, well, on the blog post there in the comments, or give me an email at, what's my email? Oh, I should know this, right? So that email is charlesrempel@hotmail.com. So that's my dedicated email for this podcast. So if you do want to send in a question, a comment, or a concern, or anything you want, even if you have a topic of the week, that'd be awesome, because, you know, it's hard to think of these topics. And also, if you want to send in some music, I'm always going to play a song at the end, and I would love to have people's own songs to play on this podcast, so that'd be nice. For now, I'll just play some music that I like, and hopefully you guys like it too. So please send in that stuff. So that email again is Charles Rempel, so CharlesRempel@hotmail.com, and that's all lowercase. And also go to my blog at www.kingdomfantasyzero, so that's KingdomFantasy0 .wordpress.com. So yeah, go check that out. I'll have the podcast up there, and also on iTunes, hopefully, if I can figure that out. So yeah, thank you guys for listening. Hopefully it'll be longer next week, and hopefully I'll have somebody on there, and I will have the Reality Pales interview up, or that's either going to be next week or the week after, so please send in questions anything you want to ask Reality Pales. So please keep that in mind. Think of something you know, let me know. I'll ask him on the show. And yeah, so thank you guys for listening, and that's all. And here's your outro music. This is going to be a song by... This is a song... I don't know who did this. It wasn't the artist, but somebody made a Adele and Skrillex remix. So the song Set Fire to the Rain was remixed with the song Kill Everybody by Skrillex. So I really enjoy it myself. It's got some awesome drops, awesome beat, and I love the song to death. So please stay tuned, listen to it, go download it. I don't know what you want to do. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys next week. I let it fall.